The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Thank y'all for tuning in to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey, the Josh Terry Podcast. I want to give a big shout out to Red Circle, Raising Grace Studios, and every one of y'all that paid to hear this exclusive episode, the first exclusive bonus episode we've done, and I couldn't have picked a better fucking way to kick this shit off. The past couple weeks for you two has been extremely messy, and y'all have people so goddamn invested in this, it's stupid. So we had to make it something special. So, coming out swinging on both sides, I don't know, this is like a world heavyweight fucking fight right here. I'm not introducing you first, bitch, put your arms down.
In the corner.
No. All the way from South Dakota, Michael. And over here with buck teeth and big tits.
Oh.
Kylie Strickland.
Hey.
That's funny. I'm very much enjoying this.
You could have hyped me up a little bit better.
What was I supposed to do? In this corner,
weighing 155 pounds.
Weighing what?
155, bitch. I'm fat, but I ain't that fat.
Bitch, one of your tits. You're at least 170.
No, I'm not. That's
really?
Not. I'm like 155, 160, maybe.
I'll pick you up later.
I've been eating a lot of Chick-fil-A lately.
I'll pick you up later and see how much you weigh. Michael, you've picked her up a couple times, I'm sure.
He can't even pick me up. I'm fat.
Yeah, and she got pissed off about it.
You can barely hold me.
What?
You could barely hold me. I know for a fact I weigh
Bullshit.
That's a strong-ass man. He can pick you up.
I'm going to have to show you his TikTok later, his little skinny ass, showing everybody how skinny he is. I promise, he was struggling.
I was struggling, even though I work construction, roofing, and pick up garbage cans full of rotten food all the time.
Yeah, bitch. I'm weak. Yeah.
I never said you was weak. Don't be getting your panties in a wad. I never said you was weak. Stop being sensitive.
You're the fucking sensitive one.
I'm not sensitive.
I'll go and tell you, out of the podcast that I did with him and the podcast I did with you, you're the sensitive one, but I'm sensitive too, so I can't be mad at you. But
today, I was live, and then everybody was coming to me and was like, Michael's live, and he's acting really pissy, and he's already drunk, and this podcast is going to be good. And they were like, then somebody came over and was like, look, Kylie, can you get people to stop coming into Michael's live? And I'm like, no, he should not be so sensitive. He has to learn to let them people go and stop going back and forth with him. Who cares?
I almost don't want to mediate this. I almost just want to fucking watch it. I got to feel like y'all going to burn the goddamn world to the ground right here. But we're gonna do this, and we're going to try to be adults. The key word here is try. So every topic that me and you talked about, Kylie, every topic that me and you talked about, Michael, we are going to, instead of y'all talking about separately, we're going to address them together, because that's what everybody wants to fucking hear. So we're going to start off with, what do you want to start off with, you two? Y'all want to start off with the kids' names, or you want to start off with the sex, or what do you want to do?
The kids' names.
The kids' names?
Because that was the biggest issue, and it still is.
After him explaining it to me, I'm not going to lie to you, I have a hard time remembering names. The way he processes shit.
That's just a fucking excuse. That's just an excuse. He didn't ask me anything about them. It was just an excuse. And then I talked to him on the phone the other night, and he was like, well, I finally remembered one of your kids' names. I remember a story that you told me of how you got that name. And I'm like, yeah, that's 1 of 4, baby. You ain't even 50% of the way there.
Well, that's what made you seem like the asshole, though. So, I mean,
I get his point of like wanting to get to know me first, but that is the biggest part of me. Like, I'm a mother before I am anything else. It's like he just only wanted to know me on like my social media side or like that side of me. But
yeah, but
his
he
part
have,
of me is a mother.
But to defend him a little bit, he hadn't been around him yet.
Because who does that?
I don't know, defend yourself, sir. She's throwing blows.
Defend myself? All right. So, I maybe seen a one picture of each of them twice. She never really brought them up other than the very last time she brought me up, brought me back to the airport, and she FaceTimed them while they were with their dad. So I seen photos of them one time.
We're friends and then on Facebook.
FaceTime. What photos?
Yeah, we were friends on Facebook.
One hanging on your wall with your ex-husband.
We were friends on Facebook.
Okay,
My cover photo is all four of my kids.
Softball. I use that for softball. I told you straight up, I do not use Facebook. I don't go on there for jack shit other than fucking softball messages.
Well, you sure weren't liking my team. Posts?
Okay.
So apparently you was on it, but I'm saying...
How many times did I like your post? How many times did I like your post?
Almost every post that I posted, because I don't post much on there either, but you still like almost like all of the new stuff that I put up since we started dating. But that's neither here nor there. If you cared about me as a person, I feel like you would ask about my children. I don't feel like that...
That's weird for a man sometimes, though.
I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. There has to be a good medium.
It felt weird for me to bring them up to you because you've never asked. So I felt like if I brought them up, then you didn't give a shit. So what was the point of me even
bringing them up? I'm going to stand up for all men right here. Most women say, don't talk about my kids until I talk about them with you. A lot of women don't like to be asked about their youngins.
I don't like that. The effort. Like, I don't know, it just feels like you care a little bit about me and my life.
But did you ever tell him that you were ready for him to start, being part of the kids' life?
First off, I wasn't ready for him to meet the kids. I don't do that. When you first came on to me.
Oh, we're going to let everybody speak.
I'll let everybody speak. But when you first came on to me, the first thing you said was, are your kids ready to be a 28-year-old stepdad? So that should mean right there, like, you should be ready to show some interest into being a fucking stepdad.
I'm still damned if I do and damned if I don't. There's no really happy medium. If I ask too much, you could be like, wow, why are you so interested? Like, asking every time you're down here or whatever. So, whatever.
You knew from the get-go that that was the way to my heart. Like, asking about my kids is the way to my heart.
Yeah, but if you hadn't had the discussion with him, I'm playing devil's advocate here. Every argument that both of y'all make today, I'm gonna try to see both sides of it for both of y'all, so you don't be getting mad at me for taking Michael's side on stuff, and you don't get mad at me taking her side on shit. But like, if you didn't have the conversation with him about, you know, it's time. Soon you're going to be around my kids. I want you to know them. You're going to have to be part of their life or whatever. As a man, if you said that to me, that's when I'm going to start paying them attention.
Okay.
Until then, I'm probably just going to not bring it up because I don't want to piss you off. Like he said, with most women, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't sometimes. You would have got mad if he constantly asked you about your kids because you wasn't even ready for him to meet them.
No, I wouldn't. Stop putting me in a category with every other woman.
Okay, well, that's what I'm doing here, Dick, is I'm letting both of you defend yourself on subjects, but that's what it sounds like right now. Is damned if he, like you said, damned if he does, damned if he don't.
Whatever, I still feel like he should have said that. I get your point, and fair enough. But for him to not even know their names, that's a problem. You don't gotta know that one of them is obsessed with horses and the other one's into makeup and all girly and shit and blah, 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 but to not even know their names or to care to ask what their names are. The fact that it bothers me that people on TikTok in my lives who, I don't even talk about my kids on social media very much, but all of those people know my kids' names if you ask them, but my fucking boyfriend couldn't even tell you. He couldn't even tell you. And then it took him like a week later to be like, oh yeah, I remember one of them now because you told me how you named him.
I don't know.
Sorry, it's shit. You'll never change your mind, it's shit.
Well,
most women will agree it's shitty.
That's for y'all. I don't agree that it's shitty or not shitty. I think that it was you're running out of your 40 when on Zoom. Hold the fuck on. Wait just a second. Well, hopefully that's all the technical difficulties we will have. We're back. And it was getting kind of heated anyway, so we took a piss break and all that good shit. So, Michael, right there, I mean, she does make a good point about the kids. A lot of people that messaged in had a hard time understanding that. But when me and you talked the other day, I mean, while you're sitting here looking at her, I know I'm reading the meters right now, Dick. While you're sitting here looking at her, I kind of explained like a little bit more to her, and I'll try to get her to shut the hell up for a minute.
Explain to her as in like how
my
learning process.
Yes, yes. Okay. What would have happened if the relationship would have continued?
So if you would have just told me, like, hey, it's getting closer to you possibly moving here, can we talk about kids a little bit more? Can you get to know their ages and whatnot? Then, shit, I would have been more invested into it. I mean, it was what my thought process was. I'm damned if I do, damned if I don't. And then I tried to, like, memorize faces, but I didn't know which name belonged to what kid in that photo collage you had on the wall. So it's just how I learned shit, you know what I mean? So I didn't know
when to start.
Yeah.
So like, why didn't you just ask? And I mean, that's not the first time. Do you remember when I came back from Florida and I tried to break up with you and I was like, you don't even ask about the kids. Like, that wasn't the first time that I had asked you to care a little bit more or to show a little bit more effort.
Y'all do realize, though, like, I think you're both right here. And like, all right, it's kind of shitty you didn't know the kid's name. But at the same time, is how long did y'all date? 2 months?
We talked since November and then dated for, like...
Okay, so at the beginning of the relationship, though, I mean...
Maybe 2 weeks.
Yeah, like, I mean, at the beginning of the relationship, you're both fucking overly infatuated with one another. Y'all obviously like each other so much that he flew down here, you would see him every weekend. You know, when you're limited on time, when you're limited to 2 days a fucking week with somebody, he probably was just mainly focused on you.
And I get that, but at the same time, I am a mother, so it's like... If you're planning on moving down here, and like originally the plan was that he was going to move down here and move straight in with me. If you plan on moving down here in a few months, like that's something that you.
Why the fuck were y'all talking about moving in together after 2 months?
Okay, so his lease was up in April, so it kind of just made sense.
Michael would have ended up fucking living with me because he'd have lived with you for fucking a week. And he'd be like, fuck this shit.
I'm not that hard to live with.
Bitch, please.
I'm not.
She left every light on in the house possible.
That, dude, that's it. That's
we were
it.
Ready to leave.
That's any woman ever.
Fuck out of me.
That's, no, oh, that's God, it pisses me off.
I pay the electricity bill, so why are you even worried about it? You got mad because I left them on at night, too. But I get up in the middle of the night with the dogs, and I need to see where the hell I'm going so I don't trip over that ledge in my living room floor.
It's called grab your phone real quick, throw on that flashlight, or flip a light on.
You don't pay the electricity bill, point blank, period.
I'm careful with my money. I'm not careless.
You are frivolous.
Money. And you're saying that I am?
Man, you got frivolous right on your fucking forehead.
You're
like, you know what, I'm broke this week. Let me show my pussy. All right. So it's just like, you're frivolous. Me and Michael can't do that. Well, I guess we almost can't do that. That kind of leads into the next thing.
What?
I mentioned OnlyFans. You told me a little info before I got on here about somebody who didn't mention they had OnlyFans on my show the other day. Why didn't you tell me you had OnlyFans?
I'm still hesitant on content, and it feels awkward as hell to post anything. So that's why I only have like
How have you done on it so far?
I've only gotten maybe 9 subscribers.
Why? Okay. I need to know why you made OnlyFans. First of all, I need to know why you made OnlyFans and didn't have the balls to promote it on TikTok. And I need to know why it's okay for you to have OnlyFans now, but you wouldn't even do content with me. But you can be laying in the bathtub and take a picture of you in the bathtub. You can
what? How do you know it's on it?
with a glove.
How do you know it's on it?
But
are you one of the 9 subscribers?
But
are you one of if we calling out dirty laundry?
Yeah, I subscribe.
Yes.
Yeah. And we tried to send him some money.
Oh.
But back to my question.
Has she sent you any special requests yet?
Nope. But I will not let her send gifts in lives when she comes into my lives. Otherwise, I'm blocking her. That's just how it is. When it confused fucking everybody when she was in my lives and sending hella gifts.
Because you're over here and you just want to be ugly towards each other and you want to have everybody go back and forth. Like, it's okay. You just want to be ugly towards me and then have everybody comment in your live all this ugly shit about me. But when people come into my live and talk about you, I shut that shit down immediately. So do I think it's okay to show TikTok and the people and the fans or whatever that we're civil? Absolutely. I think it makes us both look very good.
I'm not the one sending people to be ugly. I'm not the one being ugly in my lives. And I got...
So explain that to me. Explain that to me and to the people that's going to listen to this that don't have time to sit there in y'all's lives. What exactly are you talking about, like people being ugly?
Like people will just talk shit. Like they'll be in his life talking shit about me and be like, she didn't deserve you. And everybody seems to think, especially because he made a TikTok about it, seems to think that I started talking to Cody before me and Michael ever broke up. And that's a whole ass lie. Did I call Cody over the next night? Absolutely.
Do you think they were talking before?
Yeah, because I believe she said something in her podcast saying, me and Cody have talked for a while now on Facebook.
Yeah, we have been friends on Facebook for a very long time.
Have y'all ever hung out before the night y'all made out?
No, we had never hung out.
Never?
Never. The night after I broke up with Michael, I invited him over there. Why? Because I wanted to get some dick.
How long did it take y'all before the first time y'all slept together?
Who?
Y'all two.
Me and Cody?
You and Michael.
Oh, the first time that he came down here.
First night.
Yeah.
We talked for 2+ months. For her and Cody, the first time they hung out was less than 24 hours.
Damn, and then
in less than 24 hours.
And I don't care about it. Are we slut shaming now? Is that what we're doing?
I'm fixing to fucking slut shame you, you nasty bitch.
I don't give a fuck. It's no different than a one night stand.
I think y'all talked before.
We did not.
I think y'all talked before. I agree with you on the kids' names. All jokes aside, I agree with you on kids. I think you talked to Cody. You know why? Because you remind me a lot of me. And with him being in South Dakota, I think that y'all talked before.
We did not. I was loyal to him the whole entire time.
The whole time?
The whole time.
Cheating never crossed your mind. The whole time.
Cheating never crossed my mind. I don't cheat. Okay. I don't have to cheat.
You fucking
Hold up. The crazy thing was that what makes me think that they have fooled around was because her sex drive is so high and mine's so low, she needed a fulfillment in between that. And on top of that, less than 24 hours after we break up, you invite him over to stay the night?
So you think that because I have a high sex drive that I cannot be a loyal girlfriend to someone who lives out of state? That doesn't make any sense. I have toys.
How does that not make sense? When you talk to him for how long before then?
What do you mean for...
All of a sudden, Cody, we've talked multiple times on Facebook. Come on over.
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted some dick. So, once again, I have a man mentality. So, I'm like, hey, baby, come over here and fuck me. I was supposed to kick him out that night and send him on his way. But he stuck around more, and he's still around.
I would buckle. Because you don't seem easy. All the shit I give you don't seem easy.
I'm not easy.
You don't seem
by
easy
by no means. But if I want some dick, but also TC,
I still think this about you, and you're not gonna say it. But I think that you were upset more than what you let on to anybody else when y'all broke up. I think you were extremely upset.
Oh, absolutely.
I think you were extremely upset. And I think...
He has said that. Michael has said that. You're not hurt. But I was hurt.
No, you, well, I saw it when she was here.
Me posting the video on TikTok, that was me being hurt from his life, being hurt from the situation. It's not like it was an easy thing for me. Like, I did care about him.
You were being petty.
Yeah, I was being petty because of how he acted on live like a fucking child.
Well, you were trying to win the breakup. That's what you were trying to do. I didn't like the move, but it's not my life.
With that very first video, it was definitely a, I'm going to win this shit. And
at all costs.
Get past it. Exactly. And multiple lives before, I can see myself marrying this man from bumfuck nowhere, South Dakota.
Yeah.
Multiple people have my back on that. And
I'm not denying it, baby. I said what I said.
Yeah. Yeah. And then less than 24 hours talking to a guy or hanging out and making out with a dude that
I
talked
for
too. Many of you. Yeah. I know. You already made that fucking clear.
I don't have a problem
this whole fucking deal
that.
Right now.
I'm glad that we're not recording this for everybody that is like visual, because my goddamn jaw just dropped and hit the floor at this trashy bitch to my right.
I said what I said.
I feel for that though, because like I've been on both sides of this, and more recently I've been on Michael's side. To where I got broke up with, and literally the next night the bitch was at the house with somebody else. That shit fucking hurts.
A friend.
Yeah, I know. Mine wanted me to know. That bitch, 100%, she was like, oh, no, don't call my phone tonight. I'm getting some dick. And it's like, all right, I'm sensitive as fuck. Like, let me just go, you want to give me the razor blade, or what? How are we doing this? You want to give me some cyanide pills?
I mean,
how do you want me to end it tonight?
We all have, like, things that we do when we're hurt. Well, for him, it was to get on live and trash me like a
that's,
fucking
that's
house. For
what,
me, it was to, like, the best way to get over a man is to get up under another one.
Oh, that is a horrible way to look at it.
Yep.
I wasn't even expecting
me and Cody to be to become what we have, but it's just okay. The night after we had sex, I'm on Instagram Live, and he's sitting here telling everybody, "Let me take her on a date. Tell her to let me take her on a date." And I'm still sitting there saying, "Nope, I'm not going on a date with you. You were dick to me, and that was it."
And now
here we are.
Yeah, y'all ain't gonna date long.
We'll see.
Yeah.
About that.
And,
but
you
the
right
crazy
there.
Thing was,
you don't want to view it as rebound dick. That's rebound dick.
It is. And that's crazy because when me and Mason were talking, she invited another dude to hang out because he was begging to meet her because obviously she's high on TikTok famous and whatnot. And she kept denying him to stay with her. And Mason was telling her, being a good friend and telling her, or telling this dude, like, no, you gotta leave, dude, or whatever. And this dude was begging to stay with her. All she was saying was, I'm talking to somebody. Not, I'm dating somebody. So
I did not
that
say
gave
I was talking
me,
to someone.
Mason told me I
he
I
knew
can pull
from
up
the
get-go
that I was dating someone. Like, well, obviously,
shit.
You know I was dating someone.
Mason told
he
me
knows
that,
me from TikTok. I have videos with you all over my TikTok. It's not like
Mason
it was just
told
some...
me that you were telling him, I'm talking to somebody. Which, after that video, less than 24 hours, gave me the thought process of, shit, like, she's loyal. But at the same time, right after you posted that video on TikTok with you and Cody, shit, how long have you two been talking?
I called him up that day.
There's not going to be any agreement on this because I didn't do anything wrong. As long as you know you didn't do anything and you ain't got nothing to prove to either.
Was I a little slut and said, hey, will you come give me some dick? Yep.
But let's be honest, when aren't you a slut?
But I don't apologize for that.
You're usually a slut. That's the case why they love you. And all your holes.
Exactly.
But anyway, so Michael, the whole shit with you posting the stuff and everything, people comment on it or whatever.
Hold on, he never answered the question about OnlyFans and why now he's so with making an OnlyFans, but wouldn't be on OnlyFans with me, and why he don't have the balls to promote it on his TikTok.
I can't promote it on my TikTok. I literally tried to. And anytime it's I put it on there. Everybody says, change the name. I can't change the name if it won't let me link it.
You make a link tree.
No shit.
Everybody,
I never thought of that. I never thought of that.
Go subscribe to Michael's OnlyFans. It's JT.DOB. What's the number?
27.
JT.27. Because why?
Why is it 27?
It's your favorite number.
What's the other two?
2 and 7.
Okay. That's surprising you know that.
What do you mean?
Okay.
I don't get. What are you talking about?
He's trying to say that I don't know why those are his number or why he chose those numbers, but I know those are his favorite numbers.
That's probably the only thing she really knows about me.
I like 69 cool. myself. I'm quite a fan of this number.
I like 88 because everybody likes to be 8 twice before and after.
You can go fuck yourself. I like you. You're doing too much. I understand why he didn't want to fuck you all the time. You go too hard. Like, 69 ain't good enough. You got to fucking go up 11 notches.
Well, some people like sex, and I don't apologize for it.
But what made you decide to do the OnlyFans?
Honestly, I agree with you, and I was trying to win the breakup. I'm not gonna deny it or confirm it. Well,
you thought
I did
it would
confirm
make me
it,
mad
but
if you made an OnlyFans?
I would think it would piss you off.
I knew it would.
It did not make me mad at all. I was extremely proud of you.
Well, then why is it a problem then that I made one?
It's not a problem that you made.
And
it's
you subscribed it.
It's not a problem. I really just wanted to be with a little ha-ha in your face because I felt like you promoted it on Clapper to try to hide it from me when
I don't give a fuck.
The only thing that made me
But I
mad,
made a video.
You made a video?
Promoting it on... I made a video saying, go check Clapper because it wouldn't let me literally post it on TikTok. So that's why I had to do it on Clapper.
And I made
a TikTok saying, hey, go look at Clapper.
The only thing that made me, it didn't make me mad, it was more comical than anything, is the fact that you didn't have the balls to be on OnlyFans with me, but now all of a sudden you have an OnlyFans.
He explained to me on the podcast with him, which y'all go listen to it if you haven't got a chance to check it out. Audio on this podcast is way better than that. We got it fixed. But you're intimidating. Like I told you before, straight up.
And I'll say, he is not the man for me, and I made the right decision.
No, it's not that. It's you're intimidating.
I'm not intimidating to the right one.
First of all, I'm not even going to go down that road with you because you're going to end up.
I can't keep up. If I can't keep up with a man, then we already know.
I know people. In a month's time from now, we're going to do another messy fucking one of these. And you're going to be like, God damn, Michael was cool. You're going to be like, this was so much easier.
Michael is not the one for me. And as I said before, he's going to be the one for the girl for him. But I require too much than he is willing to or able to give to a female.
No, hold up now. He's probably, exactly. No, because I'm a grown ass man. Michael's a grown ass man. You're too much for me to fucking deal with. I wouldn't date you.
There are a lot of women who agree that I wasn't really asking for too fucking much.
Yeah, but they're not dating you either.
I'm not asking
for too much. Every time we got into bed to go to sleep, it was pretty much trying to have sex.
Yeah, let's fuck, baby.
I'm fucking tired.
It ain't even just the fucking. Like,
some people are got
other things. Like, I'm not asking for much, but to say I miss you and not say, okay, I get it. We're 1,100 miles away. You're going to miss me.
What time you get up every day?
Late.
Michael, what time you get up every day?
Early.
4:45, 5 o'clock a.m.
So when you would leave South Dakota and you would get to Georgia, you had already been up. What time does flights get here?
Roughly 11:30, 12 o'clock.
At night?
Mm-mm.
No, in the afternoon.
Okay, so you get here Friday mornings, you've been up 5 hours. By the time you got here, then what would you do? You take a nap when you get there usually, or y'all gonna do something?
No, we could do something. But what about the rest of the days? Like, it all comes down to a woman and a woman's mentality. If a man will not fuck her, she immediately in her mind, she's going to think, one, he's not attracted to me, or two, he's fucking somebody else.
Some people just have low sex drives.
Get your check, testosterone check.
Hey, while she's joking, anybody listening, I had low T at one point in time, and I had to go get mine checked when I got fat. My testosterone was fucking low. I literally had no sex drive, no nothing. Low T, it's not a joke, you know, bitch. But, it's nothing wrong with it. You can't fucking help it. If you don't have a libido going 1,000, yours is overactive, though.
I want sex once a night. At the end of the night, before we go to bed, I'm sorry, but a sexual connection with your partner is an important
I'd rather have intimacy on different levels. I still want to fuck, don't get me wrong. I'm not fucking you every night. That sounds exhausting. It does. It sounds fucking exhausting.
We left a podcast where I thought she demasculated me a little bit that first time I met you, Josh, and I was upset. Yeah, but then going back, I was also hungry as fuck because I don't think we ate at all that day. I was fucking tired, and we get back to the house, and
I will admit you put it on me that day because you was pissed. So yeah. I needed to get you pissed more often.
I fucking hate you. I hate everything about this goddamn woman. I don't understand why I love her so fucking much. You're a piece of shit.
It is what it is.
No, you're a bad bitch. You know what you want. There's nothing wrong with that.
There isn't. And that's, no. I mean, that.
But I also, but let's also.
I broke up with it.
But let's also be fair.
What I expect from a relationship.
Let's also be fair, though.
And he couldn't do it.
Let's also be fair, though. There's nothing wrong with Michael and the way that he is either, though, about that.
And I
have
never said that.
Y'all shit just didn't link up. That's it, right? Exactly. I've got more of a Michael mentality when it comes to that shit than I've got a Collie mentality.
And that's fine. But that's why I need a man with a personality more like mine.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's fine. I still think you're fucking up right now. You need to be single. You need to fucking just go out and do whatever Kylie wants.
It is no.
What's your boyfriend gonna do now when me and you go on this road trip?
He don't care. We weren't talking about. I was about to go to Arkansas and stay with a guy that I know from TikTok. He don't give a shit. He trusts me.
Okay. I wouldn't trust your bitch ass.
I'm not gonna cheat. At the end of the day, I will not cheat. I will not talk to anyone out of the way, and besides, he makes me happy. He makes me 100.
Because he gives you dick.
It's not just dick. It's we fucking laugh and sit there. He doesn't get sensitive if I crack a joke on him and talk shit to him. We talk shit back and forth to each other all day. We're always fucking. We were in the middle of Walmart yesterday, and I literally pissed my pants. Pissed them from laughing so hard. We talk shit to each other. We laugh. He fucking, all day long, gasses me up. Like, I can hit a curb.
So he kisses your ass.
He sure does. He sure does. And that TikTok that you made, it was like, how are you going to date someone that was like your ex-husband before you married him? Why do you think I married my ex-husband? Because of how he kissed my ass.
Why do you think you divorced your ex-husband?
Because he cheated on me and he hit me. And he was...
Well, I hate to tell you, if he's in the same... If he acts the same way now... When he gets comfortable.
Like, well, hold on. Because they're totally two different people. Okay. Like, my ex-husband is very shy, very laid back. Cody's just like me. Like, literally the male version of me.
I'm telling you, that doesn't end good for you. That's why I'm smart enough.
I can't
enough.
Wait to be like, I told you so.
Bitch, me and you, when we first met or whatever, if me and you would have started fucking around, it would have been really, really good for about a month. It would have been fucking exceptional for a month.
Okay.
After that first month, we'd have fucking murdered each other.
If me and Cody break up in 2 months, I will pay you $300.
I'll bet $1,000 right now.
Okay, bet.
By summertime. $1,000 right now, by summertime, y'all are not together.
All right, bet.
You can't like...
Y'all hear it.
Y'all can't purposely stay with the motherfucker now.
I won't.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Because if I'm not happy, I'm leaving, clearly. I left his ass.
God damn, quit throwing darts.
I'm just saying.
Fucking bitch.
We can all see that if I'm not happy, I'm fucking leaving.
That's just, you are a petty, petty bitch, and I love it. So, Michael, the shit that I think really pissed a lot of people off was the stuff that you posted. I want y'all to address that shit one-on-one. Because like I said, Michael, I think you're an exceptionally good person. I like you. Kylie, I absolutely love you. I think you're a very, very good person. Y'all two got messy, and y'all got messy quick, but what he posted, the screenshots and on his live and everything, isn't that where it started?
Yeah, because I had texted him and said, we need to talk. And then he said live all day. And so we never had a chance to, like what we're doing right now is what we should have done together, us two. Like, but we didn't get to do that because he was live. So he reads my text message. He's on live, and he reads my text messages where I broke up with him because he wouldn't call me.
Why didn't you call her? Well, let's take it one step at a time.
He's already said okay. Because he knew what was coming.
Okay.
No, the first thing.
You're lying.
I'm gonna address.
Let him talk, dumbass.
Lying. Go back to my screen recording of searching this, but the first when you broke up with me. When you broke up with me, I looked at my phone calls. The first call I got after you said, after I do whatever you were doing, I'm gonna call you or whatever. And the first, that was like 8-something. No, it was probably 6 or 7-something in the afternoon. First call I got was 10-something at night, pretty much after you broke up with me. So, I got proof of you not trying to call me and do it like a human being, and you did it over text message.
Well, this bitch is fired up
over here.
Let's hear it. Go ahead.
And you got off live because someone came to your house, correct? Chinny boy.
Chin?
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
You're all live. You got off because he came to your house. And I texted you and said, is Chinny still there? You said no. So then I said, so are you home now? You never replied. Because if you were at home and he was no longer there, I was about to call you and do it. But you immediately got back on live and were sitting there drunk as shit with your liquor, got back on live. You have told me before, don't lie to these people, that you didn't like text me or you were avoiding it because you knew what was coming. Yes or no?
I knew it was coming, yes.
Okay, so you stayed live all day to avoid that.
Haven't I answered your phone call when you called? Other than when I was at work.
So you just want me to just call you no matter what?
You were my girlfriend.
So you don't answer my... You
can call me whenever the fuck you want.
So you don't answer... You don't reply to my text.
And I still answered when you called at work.
So you don't reply to my text asking if you're home alone now because you know that I'm about to call your ass and dump you. So you just decide to ignore that text and go get on live, knowing I'm not going to call you while you're on live. So then, not only that, you're on live. And I pretty much text your ass, yeah, and say, we're breaking up. And then you, being messy as fuck and drunk, read the text, go back to your live and say, well, shit broke up with me. And immediately got everybody else the fuck involved like a fucking child. Yes or no?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Now let him talk. Let him tell his side of it. Go ahead, Michael. Floor is yours.
legitly, if she called me, I would answer. I was at work. She called me. I answered. Live? I don't give a shit. I'll fucking answer her call. She was my girlfriend. I was at work making my income to pay my rent, to pay my bills. Like, I would have answered if she called. Yeah, the signals of her saying, hey, we need to talk. Yeah, it threw me for a loop, and I was like, shit, I'm going to get broke up with. Yeah, I would have. I maybe ignored that text. I maybe did, but she should have knew that, shit, I would stay up till 11:30, 12 o'clock until she got off her live to just be on FaceTime for the night. She could have easily just called me. I would have answered, boom, bam, boom. I was so fucking heated that, yeah, I ignored the fucking call at 10-something after I was live. You broke up with me.
How much of you had drank by this point? Were you drunk?
Oh, I was fucking... I was gone. I drink beer. Like, I'm strictly a beer guy, knowing that either I get super sad or super mad when I drink liquor. And...
You were just trying to avoid it, right? I mean, that's what it was. You knew it was going to happen. You were trying to just avoid it.
I was trying to avoid it because I didn't want it to happen.
But you get on live and you tell everyone she broke up with me over text, but won't tell everyone that I tried to not do that.
You never tried to call me, though.
You just told everyone that.
Knowing I will answer your call, even if I have to wake up in 5 hours, I'll go with, and I'd only get 5 hours of sleep. I'd still answer your FaceTime call, bullshit with you for, 30, 40 minutes?
You just want to have a pity party on live and say, oh, she broke up with me over text. But not, oh, I was avoiding it. I didn't text her back. I just decided to not text her back and get on live and avoid the situation. But that's okay, because everyone's going to hear it. And now they'll know.
Y'all, you're both messy right here. I mean, Michael's drunk. He doesn't want to talk. He knows what's happened. That was a defense mechanism.
But the thing is,
all he was doing, the liquor and his pain was telling him, hey, I'm going to be defensive about this.
All of this could have been avoided. Like, all of this could have been avoided if he would have texted me back to say, yeah, I'm home alone. So then I would have immediately called him, broke up with him, and when people asked us, hey, y'all broke up? Yep, shit happens, and we could have went on about our fucking business. Quit. But now, him and I are both getting annoyed because so many people are invested in our breakup.
That's why we're doing this.
And it's become this big fucking thing.
That's why we're doing this, though, so y'all don't have to address it again. I have a question, a very random one for you with this. But I want to know, if Michael would have picked up the phone and he would have handled it a different way, does Cody come over the next day?
No. Anyway, so no, he would have, because in that video that I posted with Cody, it wouldn't have been posted. Like, it wouldn't.
So she ended up getting more revenge by making it TikTok public to 880,000 people.
Not yet, 850.
I hate you. It's the way she's sitting there, her smug as fuck. Like, this is 850.
Because he's trying to tell me, like, I know my thought process. Had we been able to do this clean and clear, no, he wouldn't have.
So
he got on live and trashed me. Okay, shut the fuck up. He got on live and trashed me like a fucking dog. So yeah, then I got fucking petty because I don't go into a breakup and expecting it to be nasty and ugly. No, we could have been fucking adults and handled it the right way.
You know what you just defined? You just defined a rebound, ma'am. That's why I asked the question the way that I did.
It was supposed to be a rebound.
I know, but...
But he kind of just stuck around longer.
No, you can't rebound that long, motherfucker. I'm telling you, that's why I've got my money. $1,000 since before summer. Y'all ain't together. It's a fucking rule of life. You never take rebound. Never take rebound dick or pussy or whatever and turn them into a boyfriend or girlfriend.
I didn't.
No, it's fine. I always wish the happiness for somebody. If that's your guy, I'm extremely happy for you. And if it turns out to be that, I'll be at your wedding.
Okay. I'm so happy. Just
thinking
about it.
Also,
it
also sounds like I'll be at your divorce party, too.
The happiness that he brings me is overwhelming.
I believe I heard this same shit about a month ago about a kid from South Dakota.
No.
That's okay. You change relationships like I change yours.
Michael never made me as happy as Cody has.
Nah, I don't believe that. I saw you happy.
Nobody.
You're trying to be petty. You're trying to be
petty. As happy as Cody has. And everybody can see it. It's just like everybody on TikTok Live saw that I wasn't happy with Michael. Like, they could tell that something was going on and that I was watering myself down for Michael. And they're just like...
You don't look like you changed at all while you were dating him to me.
I did.
I don't remember seeing the difference out of you.
I wasn't as outgoing or as wild, and there were things that like I didn't go to make him comfortable. I mean, like, I even stopped posting on OnlyFans because I could tell that he was uncomfortable with it.
I don't know how a man's not. Like, I don't know how a man isn't. Like, I just real... this, and I'm not a very insecure person. I think the posting on OnlyFans, regardless of it, I think it will get to a man. I think it's going to get... Cody might not say it gets to him right now, but it will get to him.
Cody wants to be on that and is begging.
I'm telling you, there's something... I don't like that either.
Yeah, because he wanted pussy.
Yeah.
He gets
and it's
it.
Just going to be recorded.
You realize, like... You realize...
That doesn't make any sense.
No.
I give it up willingly.
You realize, like, you're a fucking specimen, though. Like, you make a lot of money. You're an attractive woman. You have a great personality. You have this big following on social media. Like, you are going to have to be. And like I said, I'm just playing devil advocate here. Hopefully, Cody's a good man to you. Like, I like Michael's approach to y'all's relationship in the beginning better than I like Cody's. Because I feel like Michael was 100% genuine. Cody coming just in there knocking boots with you and fucking going on another business, like, and him, like, hyping you up with that stuff, I feel like there's a little bit there that is clout chasing. I thought Michael was a fucking clout chaser. If I'm gonna talk shit about one person, I'm gonna do it about everybody. I thought you were a clout chaser. The way that you were handling everything until you told me that you went back and all the posts that had y'all two in it that you deleted them.
I never thought Michael was clout chasing.
I did, but that's just me playing devil's advocate. I know now.
There was a lot of people that thought I was clout chasing.
They just hollered
these
that.
These so-called loyal people, they thought I was clout chasing.
There's a lot. They think that about every person. Like, girlfriends that I fall out with, like Holly, they all thought she was clout chasing. Well, they think that about everyone. I never, from the get-go, ever thought you were clout chasing, ever.
Saying that, but at the same time, literally admit, please admit that you were the one who said, all right, hey, I got a video for you to post.
Oh, absolutely.
And hear the sound.
Like, when it came to videos, yeah, it was all me, because I'm chasing for my own clout. Like, I knew...
No, you would send me video sounds and be like, hey, we need to do this on your account.
Yes, absolutely. I'm not, like, denying that. By no means.
So, that gives more proof that I was not clout chasing. I was 100% in for the relationship. Not for this fucking TikTok bullshit fame that... Am I going to be a creator fund motherfucker? Probably not.
Do you admit that you are enjoying it now? You go live a lot
more
often.
I'm more comfortable because of you bringing me out of my shell and not giving a fuck what other people say. Do I block more people? Hell yeah. They come into my live and start talking shit. See ya. I don't give a fuck. I've always been that way. I don't give a fuck if they come in and talk shit. You're blocked. See ya. I don't give a shit.
Well, It gets to be liberating, like, when somebody like you that is more reserved than us, like, when you start to get to where, like, if you're around her and you see that no-give-a-fuck mentality, and you get to, like, open up, and you get to talk to strangers, and you get to meet new people. Like, I'm not saying that getting on live and shit is addicting, but when you're bored and you're lonely at the house and you really ain't got a lot of shit to do or really no people to talk to, and once you find out that it's kind of fun, it becomes something you want to do. Like I said, I don't think it's clout chasing or anything like that. Or just, I think he's more comfortable, and he's realizing hey, this is fucking fun.
Thanks to me.
I hate you.
I did that.
What?
I made him that way.
She's still grinning at you. Y'all, she's still, look at her. Look at her. She's still grinning like a jackass eating bro. Every time I go to the audio block right here to see how long we've been running, you can just, like, she gets, like, anxious. She's like, hey, put it down so I see Michael's face.
That's not true.
I know. I'm telling you, other night, whenever you sent a text message to her about some stuff that I said on the podcast, which I think was all positive shit. I was drunk. I really don't remember. But I don't think it was anything bad. Like, you could tell, you had this look in your eyes. Like a sad puppy.
I think it's because he publicly blasted me and has talked all this shit. So a little bit inside of me is...
I want to ask Michael something. When you blasted her, did you think that she was going to blast you about something and that's why you went ahead and did what you did? Did you think that she was going to take a shot and you wanted to fire first?
I thought she was going to fire at my, one of my insecurities is my downstairs. That's the first thing I thought of.
But I have literally told everyone you have a big dick.
I'm
going to
blast this motherfucker for his dick down game. Like, that's the first thing I thought, because you're so much sexual or more sexual than I am that I thought, shit, I gotta be the first one to blast her before I get blasted with, oh, his dick's small and all this shit. Like, it wasn't even good, none of that.
Y'all don't give me a lot of credit.
No, it's not that. It's...
I'm a bitch, but I'm not that big of a bitch. And you know, I have always told people that you have a big dick. I know that. And even you, when you would make a joke to me about your 3 inches, I have always told people that you have a big dick. You do.
Yeah, but every guy, what he just said, that is one of the number one things after a breakup that a guy is worried about. And it's just like, you don't want to be demasculated. That's all it is. Like, it's so... All you can think about, especially as vocal as you are, you sitting around with your girlfriends and them going, let's laugh and be like, oh, I'm so cute, like a little button. Like, every man's scared of that shit. Well, I'm guilty of it. That's all I can think about with my ex. I was like, this bitch is literally telling everybody that I am whack as fucking bed. I'm never getting laid again. Then I got to go into public and see these women, and you know they're fucking snickering, talking about, oh, he can't fuck. That shit sucks. But, you know, it is what it is. Was there anything else? Because it seems like we covered the kids, we covered the sex, we covered the messiness of the fucking breakup or whatever. Let's cover this now. How do y'all want to see this resolved? Because both of y'all are catching a lot of shit still. And I want it for both of y'all. Because like I said, you're both fucking really good people.
Pause for a minute because I need to piss.
Hold on. She's got a fucking... Wait, we get to the resolution. Mitch got to piss. Hold on. Well, we're back from the fucking princess pissing and smoking. So, anyway, we're
queen. I'm a queen.
Whatever, bitch. What was the last thing we was on right there?
We were trying to close out with the resolution.
Oh yeah, we want a resolution. That's it. Because this has been, you know, it's been weird, but social media and the world we live in now. Is if you put your relationships on social media, there's gonna have to be a resolution because people are so invested in you two.
So invested. They act like we were married or had kids. We weren't even together that long.
Yeah, but it was the way everyone y'all added to each other, though.
And everyone was like, oh, when's the marriage? Because at the time, we were good together. Like, we were having fun and whatnot. Just everybody was like, yo, when's marriage? Like, I'll have my wedding or my gown and dress picked out or whatever for Kylie. I'm going to be the first, or what is it, maid of honor. And Michael, I want to be your best man. I don't know these people.
Most of those people were joking, and you took that way too serious. Like, I remember the night that you got mad about it.
How was it too serious?
I remember the night that you got mad about it because those two girls... We're talking about it in the live, talking about being the flower girl and the maid of honor. Like, these people are literally just joking. And you're like, they just need to shut the fuck up.
It's hard to tell on social media behind a keyboard what's a joke and what's not.
No, they were literally joking. Like, I mean, I get what you're saying, but they were literally joking.
So how do y'all two want to see this resolved, though?
Well, I would love to find out if Michael really feels bad about what he did on live. Because regardless of what you said, when you did the podcast, you never apologized. You just said, well, I did it because I was hurting. It was never, I'm sorry for what I did. I'm sorry that
trying
I
to justify his actions instead
yeah,
of
Yeah, trying to justify,
remorseful.
Well, I did this because of that. Like,
yeah.
So, do you want an apology right now for being super immature about how I acted?
Are you sorry?
I'm 100% sorry because
then, yeah, I
want to
hear those words.
Okay, I'm sorry for the immature actions I took between me and you and making it more public.
Then it had to be.
Than it had to be, exactly.
Do you wish that you had done things differently?
Yeah, I wish I would have just talked to you as a human being, not like, ah, shit, fuck it, everybody, like, this is how I'm gonna act, I'm gonna be immature as fuck, and make it known to 1,200 people.
I think that y'all, if it would have been handled differently, I still think y'all have a fling going on. I don't think y'all take it as serious dating, but I think you're still coming to see her if it was handled different. I think that you, I think she tries to start the relationship back up.
I think you're full of shit.
I think you're full of shit. Maybe I'm wrong, but I saw her sympathy eyes the other night. I saw the I miss him eyes. She said her fucking want to. You missed him.
I do miss talking to him,
yeah,
but I don't miss him on a relationship level because I questioned myself. And it's like the night when I came back from Florida, I talked about it on the podcast a little bit. The night that I came back from Florida, and he straight up told me, like, I'm not going to change and I can't do those things for you. At the end of that conversation, I said, well, you know what? I'll settle for less than what I want. And I should have never done that. I should have broke up with him that night and went on about my business. But in my mind, I didn't want to have another failed like relationship or like talking stage or whatever. I didn't want to have another failed one of those. And I was like, well, you know what? I'll just deal with it. And I should have never done that.
Yeah, you should have done that.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have done that. And Michael,
I felt like I walked on eggshells for most of the...
For what, though?
For most
what did
of
you
the
walk on eggshells, though? Because, yeah, I got upset with being complimented every 3 hours, and I was doing my best to come out of the shell. Like Josh had said, we didn't have a relationship long enough for everything to.
When you straight up said I can't change it, when you straight up said I can't change, I won't change. That was it for me. But I chose to continue on the relationship. On with the relationship because I was worried of what other people would think about me having another failed.
Are we just gonna fucking ignore how you just sucked your fingers like that?
Yeah, I was just trying to get my drink to chill out. So I just like.
I'm sorry, you didn't have to see it. Alright. You're the most sexual person I've ever, like...
And see, that's you turning that into something
no,
sexual.
No, that's you being this.
It's like a everyday thing.
Oh, like, you just took, you took...
I like sexual humor.
You just took sweet tea. You just took fucking sweet tea on your fingers and just licked it off like it was just straight up.
I stirred it.
Fucking
you turned that into something sexual because in my mind,
watch me. You went... Like, that's how I would do if I got something for you. You went, this is what you get.
You're supposed to use these fingers if you're doing that, but you're...
You let it roll. That's disgusting. You're sexualizing everything.
You're turning everything into something sexual.
No wonder you make so much fucking money off of OnlyFans, you sick fuck. No, y'all didn't see it. This is where I wish I had vision. JD saw it. JD, they can't hear you, but just nod your head yes or no. Did she sexualize her?
Yes, she did.
I mean, a room full of men. Y'all sexualized that shit.
That ain't the first time you've been in a room full of man whore. But anyway. Anyway, so my resolution for this. Oh, wait, Michael, you got anything you want to ask her about it? Like, anything that you think she needs to say to you?
I want to know why I was targeted for the blah video.
Because I was targeted through your fucking duet that you did with Q Money.
I was just doing duets and with a friend of mine that I personally know and shit I agreed with. He has his thing where he does his little post above his head and puts a song to it. And that he agrees with. So I was just trying to put out some videos because I was bored as fuck. Because all I do is work and come home when it's not softball season. And I just, all of a sudden, I get straight up targeted.
I got that video sent to me by multiple people.
What did the video say? Because so I don't know the video.
I can't remember.
It was something about, she can look it up, but...
Or what was it just about?
Something about when you have pure intentions or something like that.
I'm gonna find it.
All right, read it to them.
When your intentions are pure, you don't lose anyone, they lose you. So I felt like that was coming from me. So I made this video that was like, when a guy doesn't tell me he misses me, bleh, like... and all the stuff that pertains to him. And then at the end, I put all the stuff that Cody does for me, and I was like, whoa, that's my shit right there.
Oh, you just rebounded it. I'm telling you. You want to win this so fucking bad.
I already did, because I'm happy, and because I never publicly blasted him to the fucking world. Like, to me, I have always been, since the breakup, the bigger fucking person.
Well,
so... at the end of the day, I win. With or without Cody, without the rebound dick, as you call it, at the end of the day, I win because I didn't act like a fucking child on the fucking internet because I tried to do things the right way.
Well, at the end of the day, Michael wins too, you know why? He don't have to deal with your crazy fucking ass anymore.
That could be true.
I love you, Kylie, but you are a needy, crazy, beautiful bitch.
I sure am.
And I'm so, you just said the right one. Not the rebound. Do y'all have anything else before we get off here that you want to say to each other so everybody leaves y'all the fuck alone and there is a resolution?
I need everybody to understand that, yeah, we just sat here and talked a lot of shit to each other, but we are civil toward each other. Like, we're not friends. We're not going to be cutting it up on the weekends and shit like that. But you need to stop trying to pin us against each other. Like, don't come in Michael's live trying to get him to talk shit about me. And don't come in my life trying to get Michael to talk, trying to get me to talk shit about Michael. Like, at the end of the day, yeah, we did our petty shit, we were petty, but we still do have respect for each other. Shit happens, we didn't fucking work out, and like, all this blasting each other on the internet, blah, 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 is
childish. Yeah, both of you have expressed, when I've been solely talking to both of you, you do have a respect for both. And y'all just both realized, all bullshit aside, that it just wasn't for either one of y'all. Michael probably would have broke up with you in the next week or two if things would have kept going that way. And I believe you would have. I believe you're a grown man, and if things would have kept getting sour for you, you would have wanted out.
Yeah.
She just took the first step.
Yep. I don't deserve any hate or anybody to talk ugly about me. Because I did, at the end of the day, what made me happy.
The only hate that either one of y'all should receive, because remember, you have to, well, if we're going to see all sides of the story, see the side from the people that's invested in both of you, too. Like, you both went petty, you both did shit that shocked people, and like, these people are invested in you to where they have feelings for you. And that's the only reason why any of this got messy. So it's kind of a blessing in a disguise, because you have people, for both of you, to care about you so much that you've never met, that is invested in your life and only wants you to be happy. So that's where it comes from. So you don't have just like followers, you have family.
And I agree. And I'm very thankful for them. Do some of them take it too far? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Do you take anything too far, Kylie?
I mean, I take everything too far. So shut the fuck up. Talking about it. Obviously, I take things too far. But they get a little too invested to where I can't even, like, where this has gone to what it is. We have picking sides, and we have people talking shit about me in his live, and we have people talking shit about him in my live, and we have people going back and forth trying to stir the pot. But if they was licking the spoon, they wouldn't be stirring that shit. So, it's...
Well, let's end it like this. I want both of y'all, and because I know if I fucking... If we don't end it with both of y'all saying, Michael, tell her you're sorry, Kylie, say you're sorry, and to say all is forgiven, wish each other the best life. I mean, that would be the way that you really put it behind you, and everybody that's listening knows that animosity's gone, that you wish the best for one another, and you just know that you're both good people. It just wasn't a good relationship for y'all.
You go first.
I knew that goddamn shit. I almost said it. I almost fucking said it out of my mouth, and I decided not to because I was hoping her petty ass wouldn't pull that shit. But no, you're good. You're good, bitch. Michael, go ahead so this bitch will have to say she's sorry and go to fuck home.
I know she was going to say that because I didn't say I'm sorry enough. So I am sorry for agreeing with some of Q Money's stuff. I'm sorry for not being the right one. I'm sorry for not bending to a little bit more like you bent for me, to not get as many compliments, to not talk about your children, talk about all sorts of stuff. I'm sorry for a lot of shit, and that's coming from the bottom of my heart. I hope you the best, and hopefully people quit ignoring or bothering us with a lot of unnecessary stirring of the pot, I guess you'd put it.
All right, now I know this is going to be extremely hard. It is. Like, I already am
sitting here thinking about what I want to say and what I'm sorry for, and it's kind of going to grow up.
She's not sorry for a lot of shit.
I am.
That's just her as a person.
Because, like, some of the stuff, stop. Don't thump me.
Well, act like an adult.
Mean, because I'm sitting here saying, like, what I want to say, I'm sorry for being needy, but at the same time, like, I'm...
If you backhand this compliment, I'm going to fucking backhand you. You fucking better. You apologize for your involvement. You suck those fucking words up and say it.
Okay, I am sorry for not blowing your phone up. And
you backhanded ass bitch.
Let me finish. I'm sorry for not blowing your phone up and making you answer and giving you a proper breakup over the phone like it should have been. I'm sorry for posting that video and other videos of Cody that way that you have to, that shit's thrown in your face. And I'm sorry for like how things ended. That was never my intentions for us to end that way, ever. I was happy with you at the beginning of the relationship. I'm sorry for the hurt that the breakup caused you. I did care a lot about you. But at the end of the day, I had to do what was happy for me, and I'm sorry that my happiness caused you hurt in all of that. And I'm sorry that people have talked shit about you and ragged you and come to your live and bothered you about it, because I know that it's hard for you to move on when it's constantly getting brought up. And I know that that's part of my social media life, so I'm sorry that you had to get drugged into that and that our breakup had to get drugged into that. I'm just sorry for how things ended altogether. It was never my intentions for them to end like that or for any of this to happen.
Well, folks, that's it right there. And let me tell you, you got to see two big-ass hearts today. You got to see two grown-ass people. These two people both made mistakes, but at the end of the day, you got to really see their heart. You got to see what kind of people they are. There's a reason why you follow and love these folks. And I just appreciate both of y'all. You acted like adults. And there's just something special. And Michael, I wish you the best, brother. Absolutely. You my boy now. If you want to come back to Georgia, if you like it around here, you can come hang out with me. I'll introduce you to some women that's not completely batshit crazy. And Kylie, I love you. Thank you for doing this. Everybody, thank y'all for listening to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey, the Josh Terry Podcast. I will catch you.
Say goodbye. to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.